Saga Egmont presents Another Day in Winter by Shari Lowe. Read by Kathleen McCarran. Many of my past novels have been dedicated to Rosina Hill, my beloved aunt, godmother, irrepressible cheerleader and unfailing friend. Now she is gone, far too soon, leaving a world that just doesn't seem right without her. This book is for her. Before she died, Rosina said that as one life ends, another one begins. Welcome to the world, Isla Emma Murphy. This is for you too. And finally, to John, Callan and Brad. Everything. Always. Once upon a time, there was Shauna O'Flynn, 41, widow of Colm O'Flynn, mum to Beth, 8, and London-born granddaughter of Annie Butler Williams. Lulu Channing, 41, Shauna's lifelong friend, much loved despite being prone to barbed bitchiness and eternal cynicism. Annie Butler Williams, deceased, raucous, irreverent Glaswegian, granny to Shauna, sister of George and Flora. Tom Butler, 31. Business partner of Davy Bailey in the marketing company The Bee Agency. Loving grandson of George Thomas Butler. Davy Bailey, 30. Marketing guru. Suave, successful, and a serial shagger. Zoe Danton, 32. Tom's girlfriend and super sharp sales director at The Bee Agency. Norrie Butler, 61. Tom's father. Self-made businessman, behind the door when the universe was handing out family loyalty. Rosemary Butler, 54. Norrie Butler's second wife. George Thomas Butler, 85. Beloved grandfather, ignored father. Brother to Annie and Flora. Flora Butler McGinty, 82. Sister of George and Annie, wife to Arthur McGinty. Chrissy Harrison, 31. Single mum of Ben, has finally decided to take her love life out of cold storage. Ben Harrison, 12. Chrissy's sometimes pragmatic, occasionally cool, always adorable son. Val Murray, 60s. Chrissy's next-door neighbour and all-round fairy godmother. Josie Kearney, 70s, Val's straight-talking best friend and partner in crime. Friday the 21st of December, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. 1. Shauna. The flight attendant had one of those sing-song voices.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Glasgow. The weather outside is currently
raining, Shauna said.
Raining, and the temperature is bloody freezing, Lulu added. 0 degrees. For those of you travelling onwards this morning.
Shauna and Lulu zoned out of the rest of the announcement, gathering up their belongings and packing everything back into the handbags that had been obediently placed under the seat in front. Shauna glanced around at her fellow travellers, wondering how many of them were coming home to spend Christmas with the people they loved, to be with their families. It was the 21st of December, the last Friday before the crackers came out, and perhaps she was just being sentimental, but it felt like there was a buzz of happy anticipation, despite the fact that the day had barely begun. The seatbelt sign pinged off, and almost all of the other passengers immediately jumped to their feet, ready for the exit scrum. Shauna and Lulu sat where they were. It would be at least 10 minutes until the doors were opened, so what was the point of jostling?
Is it wrong that I want Scotland to live up to the stereotypes? Lulu mused, while slipping her second bottle of onboard wine into the sumptuous red suede tote she brought out every year for the month of December. I want 10 burly men in kilts clutching trays of shortbread and bottles of whisky to greet me as I disembark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?